And welcome to this episode of the Self-Centered Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Hart, and happy to be back in my closet with you again under sad circumstances today. Necessary and something that we all will face. My granddad passed away. I spoke of him a few episodes back and told you of my last time being with him alive and in a lucid moment, was able to say my goodbyes and make peace with his impending passing. And it wasn't more than a month later that he did finally draw his last breath. And when I got the call, I was busy with my 16-year-old's musical at school. And of course, I had volunteered that night to help serve the kids dinner and to help work concessions and to see the show for the second night. And I think that God has perfect timing in what you can and cannot handle. And definitely at that point in time, I wasn't even able to go there because we have our responsibilities and plans, and life has to keep on moving. I knew that he was sick, and I knew that it wouldn't be long, and I knew that I had seen him already for the last time. And so I compartmentalized, as I'm very good at doing, and went ahead with the plans for the show. That was... And then the next night, I had a friend coming in town who I hadn't seen in years, at least 10 years, from Las Vegas. And so we had dinner plans already. So it was another night that I was kind of able to push past any feelings of tears welling up in the back of my eyes or my heart getting heavy, and kind of push past that. Then Sunday, what was Sunday? I feel like Sunday was something. Oh, Sunday was Cinco de Mayo. We had plans to go out to dinner, me and my honey. And we had a babysitter, which doesn't happen very often. So I didn't have any plans yet for the funeral. So I just went on with my plans and was kind of able to just move through. Until then, I was downstairs getting something out of the garage, and I saw this box. And literally when I picked the other object up, a picture of my granddad came out of the box that was underneath it and onto the ground. And it was a picture of my granddad and my Aunt Holly, who passed last year. I've talked about her. And me and my son, who will graduate high school in 2 weeks. And then when I looked deeper into that box, I saw that there was a bunch of pictures of my granddad from way back when, from me being in diapers. And I couldn't even remember why the box was there for a second. And I remember bringing it upstairs, and I started to take everything out and realize this is the box that the last time I was there, my granddad gave back to me of all the pictures and Christmas cards and graduation announcements of that I had sent to him over the past over 15 years. And that I couldn't remember that I even had that box until now is crazy to me. And I brought it back up. And also, I remember feeling so lucky, because the last time I was there in Kentucky visiting, I saw the picture books that I had sent to my mom. And I always say, I make the grandma's picture books every Christmas and one other day. Christmas and end of the year or something like that. I don't know. Father's Day, Mother's Day, whatever. And I remember thinking, how did I not think to make one for myself? If I'm going to take the time on Shutterfly and do this crap that I do not, absolutely do not enjoy doing, why wouldn't I make one for myself of my own family? And instead, I'm just giving it all away. So I'm looking, my mom has like tons of these picture books with these pictures that I haven't seen in forever. And when I'm looking at this box in my kitchen, I realize all of those books are the ones that I was wanting from my mom's house. I got them back from my granddad. And I was in the kitchen when I was unpacking everything and I was listening to some music and getting nostalgic, and I put 4 or 5 pictures up in the kitchen, just random ones of me and my granddad. And the first one is from his Kentucky family reunion that we used to go to since I was literally a baby. And my granddad had 6 sisters. I think I'm saying that right. And he was the only boy. And I remember being a child and thinking, trying to remember all the sisters' names and who their kids were, and trying to figure out this whole conglomerate of a family that I still to this day am trying to remember and get it straight. And so there's a picture of me and my granny before they were divorced at this outdoor family reunion picnic table. And there's a cousin in that picture. She's in the background. And I laughed when I saw this picture. I was like, she's always just there. She's always in the background. She's been around forever. And I'm not that close to her because we haven't had a lot of time together, but she's always there. And then there was a picture of my granny at this reunion. My granny was a mover and a shaker. My granddad never drank or smoked a day in his life. And I don't think any of his relatives did either. Maybe a little dip here and there. But my granny's sitting there talking to me with my patent leather shoes on. And she's smoking a cigarette. And I can just imagine, like, she was just doing it like it ain't no thing in this picture. And I'm sure not anybody else in that whole family was sitting there smoking cigarettes. LOL. They didn't stay married. But even back then, they were together and taking care of Rachel Ruth. All of my granddad's relatives in Kentucky called me Rachel Ruth because that's my middle name. So they don't call you just by your first name. You have to be Rachel Ruth. And then there's another picture of me randomly. Well, there's a picture of me and my granddad. He must have come out for graduation or something to Las Vegas in 96, 06, 16, 26. So that's what, 28 years ago? So crazy. There's one of me as a teenager in my bed in Las Vegas. And I'm like, somebody's taking a picture and I don't want them to. I just woke up and I'm like, have this look on my face, like, get out of my face. But what's so funny is, in the background of this picture, you see my cordless phone and my fancy day bed that was black and gold brass with this floral arrangement bedspread, this black and pink. I thought I was the shit with that stuff, my cordless phone. And in the background on my windowsill that I used to sneak out of every single night is a picture of me and my dad on my first birthday. And this little reminiscing of things started me to think how grief or loneliness causes you to sit still long enough to really recount your life and the relationships and what it must have been like for other people as well. And it was a special time of memorializing my granddad. Before he was really sick, he took me through the house and I wanted some specific things. He collected lots of guns and knives. And so everybody is like all about having these guns and knives because he's got quite the collection, but for me, I wanted to collect the memories that I had of my granddad. And the first thing, he was a pilot in the Air Force. And then he became a commercial pilot. So he has his, I don't know what they're called, that you wear on your shoulders. And I wanted those. And I wanted his name tag. And so those are the things that I took, that he let me have, I should say. And I didn't even know that the stripes on the shoulder pads mean a thing. I probably did, but I don't remember. So I just looked it up right before this podcast, and he had 4 stripes, which earned him the rank of captain or pilot in command. And then my cousin went to Kentucky early to help my granddad's wife, Jean. She's my Nana for a long time. They were married for 35 years. And I lived with them for some times in my life. They took care of me. And so my cousin went to kind of help her out for the arrangements, and she sent me a link to the obituary. And that was when I really first lost it, because there's a picture of my granddad. He had to be, I don't know, 20-something years old in his black glasses and uniform. Like, you couldn't tell him nothing. He was the man. And then there was a picture of him not too long before he passed. And to see that strong, capable, smart man who worked his way up from the fields of Kentucky, not graduating college, joining the Air Force, and earning step by step by learning what he needed to learn, self-taught, to be what he wanted to be. I think that is the epitome of being the captain of our own ship, or being self-centered. We left Wednesday. Well, Wednesday was my birthday, by the way. That's another thing which is very interesting. I turned 46 years old on Wednesday, and my granddad's funeral was the following day. So my husband and the little ones, which I'll tell you another thing, another indication I made the right choice in marriage. He's like, well, tell me, you know, when you want to go there, or how you want to do it, but you're not going by yourself. And that was a big deal. It's like not even a question, right? Part of me thought maybe I wanted to be alone, but it was so nice to go together. We stayed in a hotel. It took forever to get there. We had rainstorm and the roads were crazy, lightning and traffic, of course, leaving at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. But the kids stayed in their first Holiday Inn Express ever, and they just thought it was so cool that they got to swim in the indoor pool. So they stayed behind while I went to the viewing. My mom and my uncle from California picked me up, and so we went. And then my husband and the kids came right before the service started, and I saw these people that had been in these pictures from family reunions 30 years ago. For me and my cousins, those reunions were the stomping grounds and the thing that we look forward to be able to see our cousins and just learn everybody's, try to remember everybody's names again, which we never could. And I never developed a strong relationship with any of the relatives from Kentucky because I didn't spend a lot of time there. But it was always, it was enough that at the funeral I was sincerely happy to see these people and have the memories from childhood and to have this feeling of home. and for those people to know the relationship that my granddad and I had was very special. One of his sisters came up to me and she said, "I know how much he's done for you." And she said, "And he's done it for all of us." She said, "Our daddy would have been a tenant farmer his whole life if it wasn't for granddad, who decided that wouldn't do and made sure that his dad had his own farm." And that sentiment rang through so many comments of everyone that was there and everything they talked about, that my granddad was a deliberate man. He was somebody that strove for excellence in everything that he did and had a sincere desire to do the right thing for himself and for others. And my cousins, so they're probably fact checking this if anybody's listening, since my cousin was in the Army. So I know that I'm getting some of this wrong and doing a disservice to the armed forces. But my granddad made the rank of lieutenant colonel. And she had replicas made of his wings for the family to wear to the funeral. And so that was special when I walked in and saw my granddad wearing his medals and wearing those wings. And there was a picture of him and his wife probably 25 years earlier, maybe more. And I thought of this man who's lived this whole life. And that was a moment when I lost it, but also to think that is my granddad and that's what people have to say about him. And that's a part of me. Without him, I wouldn't be here. And I'm sure that without him, I would not have the commitment to excellence that I strive to have. Nor would I have the confidence to do whatever I want to do, be whatever I want to be without his example. And I know that all of us have these people, these kinds of people that have made such impacts in our lives that have made us really ponder our mortality and potentially change how we want to live our lives, because we realize even 91 years goes by in the blink of an eye. And it's going to go by regardless. So why wouldn't we be spending the time being as excellent as we possibly can, as healthy as we possibly can, feeling as good as we possibly can? My granddad got a full military funeral and salute. But what was really special too, and what's really special about this town, is that it still hasn't sped up so fast to forget the importance of the connections with one another and genuine companionship. So as the funeral home escorted us to the burial site, because he was laid to rest in a military cemetery, we drove from town to town, and every town's service vehicle, fire truck or ambulance, what have you, there was a car parked out on the road as we passed by, flying their flags at half staff in honor of the fallen soldier, the hero, our granddad. And when we got to the military funeral, the military burial site, after they put him in the ground and they got it all stamped out, the dirt and everything, they had a bucket of water where they scrubbed the adjacent headstones because of the mess they had made burying my granddad. So to make sure that everything continued to be pristine. And I was really impressed by that. We drove back by and got a picture of the grandkids all together before we started to make our way back home. And leaving was probably worse than coming because, you know, at the end of all of the festivities, you're still left with the loss of that person and the grief of life as you have known it for however long is forever changed. But I was able to take something with me that is such a great reminder of things and how I want to live my life and how I want to encourage you all to live your life. And way back in the day, my granddad lived in a town called Terre Haute in Indiana, and that's where I've been knowing him since I was a baby. And ever since I was a baby, he had the same clock. It was a battery-operated clock on the kitchen wall. And I'd see it every day for breakfast. It was just always there, a fixture. And then at some point, my granddad moved back to his home where he recently passed in Kentucky. And that clock hung on that kitchen wall. And I was able to take it home with me when I came home. And that was really one of the other things that I always wanted. And a reminder of so many things. And that's the memories of family and all the times that we had in that house. Happy, sad, crazy, traumatic, normal. And that house hung, or that clock hung in my granddad's house until the day he died. And it's an honor and a privilege to be able to have that clock now in my home to remember him, to remember time in general, and to have the constant reminder of how we spend our time and making those choices to spend our time in ways that will matter to our community, to our families, and to ourselves, especially, so that when we come to the end of our time, we will have made as much of an impact by simply being the authentic, humble, loving, understanding, compassionate human to our significant others and our family and our communities as best as we possibly can, and most especially to ourselves, because we deserve it. These days are not promised. And may this be a reminder of who we are, what we want to stand for, that we may be a light on this earth. Be self-centered.